When life on earth is by its path, so Savior, take my hand. Lord, grant that I might firmly stand upon the golden strand. For soon my destiny must end, my
God, creator of the universe, our God, the Lord of all the earth. We praise and magnify his glorious name. He is all the world to you and me. But listen to the wondrous story of
Heavenly. all that go out of the ark, every beast of it. Thus I establish my covenant with you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by waters of flood. Never again shall there be flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is a sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature, that it is with you for perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the rain shall be seen in the cloud. And I shall remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all the flesh of the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I shall look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all the flesh, and it is on the earth, and that is on the earth. And God said to Noah, this is a sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on earth.
The Lord told Joshua to go there, go and to mark seven times around. He followed faithfully to bless the Lord's command, and the wall came tumbling down.
Yes, the wall
came tumbling down.
Joshua
marched seven times round the wall.
Wonderful there, having no burdens to bear.
heart bells all ringing, oh, won't it be wonderful to end? There where the tempest will never be sweeping us, won't it be wonderful there? Sure that forever the Lord will be keeping us, won't it be wonderful there?
Tears up there, sorrow. Chapter 17, verses 1 through 8. Genesis 17, verses 1 through 8. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly. Then Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you and their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you. Also, I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God.
As I journey here mid the toil and tears, there's a rainbow in the cloud. He will safely lead, I must have no fear. There's a rainbow in the cloud. There's a rainbow that is shining. There's a rainbow in the cloud. When life's race is run and the victory's won, there's a rainbow in the cloud. After storm and rain, fields of gold and grain, there's a rainbow in the cloud. Winter's cold and pain, summer's harvest rain, there's a rainbow in the cloud. There's a rainbow that is shining. There's a rainbow in the cloud. When life's race is run and the victory's won, there's a rainbow in the cloud. When the storms all pass, comes a brighter day. There's a rainbow in the cloud. In that city fair, there's a crown to wear. There's a rainbow in the cloud. There's a rainbow that is shining. There's a rainbow in the cloud. When life's race is run and the victory's won, there's a rainbow in the cloud. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. When hoary time shall pass away and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains tall, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong. Redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels' song. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song. Could we with thee the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, so rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song. Sweet adoration flows from your children, glory and honor and praise are a part of our constant devotion. Love set in motion for the Divine One who reigns in our hearts. When I am troubled by heartaches and struggles, I come and adore you. You take me away from all worldly frustration and endless temptations. All of my trials are lost in your love. Rest of the weary, joy of the sad, hope of the dreary, light of the glad, refuge from danger, strong to the end, home of the stranger, Savior and friend, wealth of the giver. down at the end. Bread of the holy, Savior and friend. Song of the sighing, lamp of the led. Prayer of the dying, life of the dead. Be my endeavor unto the end. Love me forever, Savior and friend. For all that you've done, I will thank you. For all that you're going to do, for all that you promised and all that you are, is all that has carried me through. Jesus, I thank you, and I thank you, thank you, Lord, and I thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me. How I thank you, Jesus, I thank you. Gratefully thank you. That you give, I will thank you for mercies abundant and new. You've changed me completely, your will I can do with blessings so loving and true. Jesus, I thank you, and I thank you, thank you, Lord, and I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me. How I thank you, Jesus, I thank you. Gratefully thank you.
Oh. There's a beautiful home beyond the dark river. There's a mansion by faith I can see. And the Savior is there, is faithful to welcome. There's a beautiful home for me.
There are others living in sin, blessed with earthly days. this all my debt of sin, a great change is brought within, and to live I now begin, risen from the fall. Yet the debt I did not pay, someone died for me one day, sweeping all the debt away. Jesus paid it all. Jesus died and paid it on the cross of Calvary. And my heart was melted at his dying call. Oh, his heart was broken on the tree for you and me, and the debt is canceled. Jesus paid it all. Sinner, not for me alone did the Son of God atone. Your debt too he made his own on the cruel tree. Come to him with all your sin. Be as white as snow within. Full salvation you may win, and rejoice with me. Jesus died and paid it on the cross of Calvary, and my heart was melted at his dying call. Oh, his heart was broken on the tree for you and me, and the debt is canceled. Jesus paid it all. Jesus gave his life a ransom yonder on Calvary, on Mount Calvary, cruel Calvary. Paved the way by blood that we might win bright shining crown. Praise his blessed holy name, salvation has been brought down. Praise the Lord, salvation has been brought down. Go and shout and tell it the world around.
Go preach it
and tell it today to people in sorrow. Tell it today and tell it tomorrow. Preach the word of God that we might win a crown. Tell the lost salvation is full and free. Spread the news over the land and sea. Tell it afar. Tell it afar all over creation. Praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down. All alone without a friend, he suffered to pay it all. Yes, he paid it all. Jesus paid it all. In his blessed promises, sweet victory can be found. Praise his blessed holy name, salvation has been brought down. Praise the Lord, salvation has been brought down. Go and shout and tell it the world around. Tell it today to people in sorrow. Tell it today and tell it tomorrow. Preach the word of God that we might win a crown. Tell the lost salvation is full and free. Spread the news over the land and sea. Tell it afar. Tell it afar all over creation. Praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down. As we journey on, toward heaven shining gold. We may suffer pain and loss, burdens only bring us blessings if we live in the shadow of the cross. Are you living in the shadow of the cross, where the Savior took your place? By the cross He'll lead us to that home above. There we'll see Him face to face. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. On the sea of life they toss. May we be a light and teach them how to live in the shadow of the cross. Are you living in the shadow of the cross, where the Savior took your place? By the cross He'll lead us to that home above. There we'll see Him face to face. Why did the Savior heaven leap and come to earth below, where men His grace would not receive? Because He loves me so. He loves me, He loves me, He loves me, this I know. He gave Himself to die for me, because He loves me so. Why feel the garden's dreadful dross? Why through His trials go? Why suffer death upon the cross? Because He loves me so. He loves me, He loves me, He loves me, this I know. He gave Himself to die for me, because He loves me so. When the Savior comes for His chosen ones, we'll be like Him, we'll be like Him. When the bright day breaks and the dead awakes, we'll be like Him when He comes. We'll be like Him, sing the glad refrain. We'll be like Him when He comes again. Blessed thought to me that His face I'll see, and be like Him when He comes. He's the one we love, He's the one we prove. We'll be like Him, we'll be like Him. He's the one who cheers through the weary years. We'll be like Him when He comes. We'll be like Him, sing the glad refrain. We'll be like Him when He comes again. Blessed thought to me that His face I'll see, and be like Him when He comes. Though He tarry long, this will be our song. we'll be like him, we'll be like him. Though the path be dim, we will cling to him, we'll be like him when he comes. We'll be like him, sing the glad refrain, we'll be like him when he comes again. Blessed thought to me, that his face I'll see, and be like him when he comes.
In the fruitful tree there is an apple, deep within the apple many seeds. So the Father set all things in order, knowing just what everything would need. You may count the seed within the apple, you may count the apples on the tree, you may count the trees within the orchard. Who can count the apples in a seed? Who can count the apples in a seed? Who can say how much the fruit will grow? Who can know the harvest of tomorrow? Who can count the apples in a seed? From the mind of God before creation, from the heart of heaven mercy's plan, bringing peace to every tribe and nation, heaven's hope for lost and dying man. God may take the brightest star from heaven, send him down to hang upon a tree. Tell the world that Jesus is redemption. Say he came to pardon you and me. Who can count the apples in a seed? Who can say how far the word will go? Who can know the harvest of tomorrow? Who can count the apples in a seed? Do not doubt that someone will believe it, though 100 hear and turn away. For if only one will receive it, through the one 1,000 may obey. It may be a gentleman of 90, it may be a child of only 10. So the precious seed for the Almighty, you can watch it multiply again. Who can count the apples in a seed? Who can say how far the word will go? Who can know the harvest of tomorrow? Who can count the apples in a seed? If it's not you, to whom shall we go? For you are our light, our salvation. Yes, you are the Christ, the Son of God. If it's not you, then who? If it's not you, to whom shall we go? You're here from the dawn of creation. You came from above, such matchless love. If it's not you, then who? If it's not you, to whom shall we go? Your heaven. helping us through tribulation. You suffered and died that we might live. If it's not you, then who? Consider the mornings of this mortal land, each a new beginning from the Maker's hand. While the storms may gather against the evening sky, the day breaks cloudless in the morning. How long till we see the morning? How long till we see your face, O my Lord? Guide us through our troubles till we rise above them in the morning. Rise up to the battle, for the skies dawn clear. Let us gather courage while the foe draws near. Though the night falls weary, saints of God, march on, and he'll raise our banner in the morning. How long till we see the morning? How long till we see your face, O my Lord? Guide us through our troubles till we rise above them in the morning. When the trumpet sounds to signal heaven's day, resurrection morning, when the dead shall wake, what a glorious gathering when the Lord descends and we rise to meet him in the morning. How long till we see the morning? How long till we see your face, O my Lord? Guide us through our troubles till we rise above them in the morning. I'd like to stay here longer than man's allotted days and watch the fleeting changes of life's uneven ways. But if my Savior calls me to that sweet home on high, I'll live with him forever in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing love's story there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, no more to die. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I want to be of service along the pilgrim's way and lead the lost to Jesus as fervently I pray. As day by day I travel, I'll keep him ever nigh and live with him forever in glory by and by.
Oh, yes, I'll
live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing love's story there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, no more to die. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. The end I know is nearing, by faith I look away to yonder home supernal, the land of endless day. I'll sing to him forever and look beyond the sky and spend the endless ages in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing love's story there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, no more to die. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by.
We'll talk about God's promise, Jesus' promise. Okay. Acts 1. And we'll read down through 7, I believe, is what I've got on the sheet. No, it's down through 11. Chapter 1 through 11. Okay, down to verse 11. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. And such are the promises that we've had.
Blessed are we whom God has blessed with mercy, humble and peace, when we have humbly sought his name to confess, honored in son and righteousness. And we are blessed are we whom God has blessed with mercy, comfort and peace, when we have humbly sought his name to confess, honored in son and righteousness. And we are blessed are we whom God has blessed with mercy, comfort and peace, when we have humbly sought his name to confess.
Satisfied with just a kind below, a little silver and a little gold, but in the city where the men's will shine, I want a gold one that's silver line. I got a mansion just on the hilltop in that bright land where.
Love blowing down from the thorn covered ground. You've marked your songbooks. If you would please take a Bible and turn to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. We want to express appreciation to you for being here today. It's been a good day to sing praises to our God And we appreciate, Eddie, you putting this together, and we appreciate all the song leaders and those that read Scripture for us today. You know, Scripture doesn't demand that any time that we come together, we extend an invitation. But those of us at this place have concerns that if, in fact, we did not do that, we little by little begin to communicate that it's not important, or we communicate that, it's not something you need to do in your life. Truth of the matter is, you may obey the gospel at any time, whether or not it is at a time that we've assembled or it's the middle of the night. If there's the time comes that you choose to render your obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ, make that known. We simply want to give an opportunity any time that we do come together to make that available. 1 John chapter 2, verses 24 through 25 address something that we've been singing about this afternoon as we've been singing about the promises of God. Specifically, I'd like us to notice one particular promise that is mentioned in 1 John chapter 2, verse 24 and 25. Therefore, let that abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He has promised us, eternal life. We sang a number of songs this afternoon that have talked about that hope of heaven. But you know, here in 1 John chapter 2, it's very interesting because while this statement is made to the reader in an assumed understanding that their hope rests in eternal life, it would be a mistake for us to imagine that the Holy Spirit has not qualified what it means for one to be able to have that hope. In fact, in this very chapter, if you'll notice, just a couple of verses before, it's very clear that this hope, this promise that is made of eternal life, it is given to some and not given to those in another condition. Notice, it is not to those who deny Jesus. Look at verses 22 and 23. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Notice, whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either, but he who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. That promise of eternal life is to the one who will confess Jesus. We notice as well, just a few verses before this, it is not to those who love the things of this world. You remember verses 15 through 17? Do not love the world or the things of this world. All that's in the world is passing away, but the one who does the will of the Father will abide forever. Verses 10 and 11, notice, it is not to those who carry hatred within their heart for others. Instead, it is to those who love. Notice verses 3 through 6, it is not to those who simply claim to know Jesus. You know, I think that's a real problem in our world today because a lot of people want to say, I have a relationship in which I've accepted Jesus as my personal Savior. Notice verse 3, now by this we know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. He who says, I know Him and does not keep His commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. Notice, this promise of eternal life is not just to one who claims a relationship with God or claims to know God. It is to the one who keeps His commandments. Notice, we must recognize as well, as popular as it has become in our world, to simply say, you know, everybody's going to make it to heaven. You know, that's not what the Bible teaches. This promise of eternal life is given to those that are in Christ. Read the first two verses of chapter 2. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He Himself is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Now, notice it's not that only a few can be saved. Everyone can be saved. He is the propitiation for the whole world. But notice, it is necessary that He acts as our advocate. And that only comes about when we are in Christ. Notice it's clear that this promise of eternal life also is not to those who simply just live and do however they wish. Look back in chapter 1. There are many things in chapter 1 that make the same point. It is to those, verses 5 through 7, who walk in the light. Notice, this is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Further, it is not to those that just continue in sin and abide in sin. Rather, it is to those who are willing to confess sin and to turn away from it. Look at verses 8 and 9. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Finally, the very beginning of this beautiful epistle points out that it is not to those that reject Christ. It is not to those that reject the message of the New Testament. It is to those who accept the gospel. Verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that, notice, here's the connection to the very promise in chapter 2, that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. You see, you must accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is where eternal life is found. If you're here this afternoon and you have never been obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, would you not partake of that promise that we all hope for, that promise of eternal life? We've seen to whom that promise is made. It can apply to you if you will put your faith in Jesus as the Son of God, if you will confess that faith before men, repent of sin that separates you from God, and be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. You have that promise of eternal life. Won't you come? While we stand and sing.